Yo, welcome back to the Business Breakthrough. Got Max Bates here, Bates Brothers Painting. Where's the other brother?
Just me right now.
Okay.
Good idea to try and get them all in, but no one's jumping ship right now.
All right, got it. So maybe in the future, Bates, bro. I bet did the customers ask?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Sometimes.
Cool, man, no worries. So, let's talk about what's going on in your business, brother. I think the big focus you wanted to talk about today was lead gen. I want to hear a little bit more of the story. Mm-hmm. Using Drip Jobs, how's that going for you?
Awesome, dude, yeah. Joined like 2 weeks ago, was already started making changes, especially just with keeping up on lead flow and making sure you've got that customer interaction going.
Yeah. Organized, efficient, automated, man. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. With Painter Growth, which is Mike, my friend. How long mm-hmm. have you been with his program?
2 weeks now.
Cool. So I love it, man. You're diving in, man. You're ready to do something mm-hmm. big. So tell me the story, man. You've been in business for 7 months. Yep. So give it to me, man. Tell me a story.
Yeah, man. Worked for a painting company like roughly like 6-7 years. Started off as painter, just one of the painters, and then kind of worked my way all the way up to project manager. Was kind of overseeing two crews while I was going to college. Finished up college and then did a little bit more schooling. Kind of hopped into the corporate world. Thought, you know, that was my avenue. That's where I was going to be. Was in a sales role that I just hated and was like, hey, man, like, I can't do this and I'm not going to be able to do this for the rest of my life. So let's figure something else out. And loved painting, loved those avenues of, just kind of being outside, being able to work with your hands a little bit. But I also really loved those business sides of it, that I could connect what I learned in school with, an actual craft and make it my own, be my own boss, be able to, call my own shots, those kind of things. So, quit that job on the spot while I was supposed to be working. I was making a Facebook page and opening up an LLC, got 2 weeks worth of work booked out just from Facebook and, quit on the spot and then kind of hit the ground running from there.
Yeah. Well, the momentum is alive, and I think the first thing mm-hmm. I want to mention, mm-hmm. so just keep that energy. It looks like you got good energy. So what's going on in the business, man? Tell me, what's going really well right now in terms of like operations overall, and like, what's an area that you just find that you're struggling with?
Yeah, I think really it's a lot about lead gen. And I've been definitely working on it with Mike's program, being able to learn a little bit more about that. But I think it's more so just got caught in the get a job, do a job, because I was so excited to the point that, like, hey, at least people are just calling that they want work done. So it was kind of taking whatever jobs I could get, especially off the start, just trying to support myself, make sure to pay all the bills. So I was kind of just hopping into jobs that I didn't really want or that just weren't super profitable, just so I could have work booked up. Really wasn't seeing it from, business owner standpoint, more so from a painter standpoint of like, okay, cool. Got some jobs on the list. Let's get these maybe booked out a couple of weeks. But, every job I was kind of going to take an estimate or look at, I was, trying to close, because I was like, if I don't have something, I don't have work for the next 2 weeks or so. And so kind of just,
You got any?
No. So I did have a partner. We split. I moved to a new city. So more opportunity, bigger growth market here. We kind of split in December-ish. So for the first couple of weeks, we were working together, but now it's just me.
Okay. Was the partner your brother?
No, it was a friend. Yeah, it was a friend that I had coached and mentored up.
Nice. Why did he quit?
We just kind of separated. He didn't want to, wasn't moving with me. So I moved for personal reasons. And then,
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first thing is there's got to be some plan for marketing, right? That's key. Like, we got to figure out how we're going to get consistent leads. What have you done so far to get leads? And, let's talk about that.
Yeah. For the first couple of months, it was really Facebook groups, a little bit of door knocking, talking to Sherwin-Williams reps, just passing out cards. We didn't even have yard signs, but when people were walking by, I would just from the ladder just be like, hey, are you looking for any painting? Does you know any that needs painting? And then word of mouth referrals. So I was able to kind of stay relatively busy, up until about December. And then I really I hadn't painted a ton in the winters, only just over like Christmas break and stuff. I would come do a couple jobs, but never really anticipated the slow season or the slowdown a little bit of those winter months. So kind of caught myself in like a little bit of a pickle because there's not as much work or as much prevalent work.
I'm going to give you a principle in business that you can use and keep. Random input, random output. Very simple. Random input, random output, brother. Anything in business, anything. It's like a universal law. You put like so every all those things that you were doing, just random, right? No, and random really means there's no process. That means if there's no process, there's no system, right? So that means that we really haven't implemented a process, which is fine. You were getting off the ground. What you need to understand is that once you get that marketing figured out, there's other areas where you're going to have that same behavior, right? Because here's the deal. Once you so what you've recognized is that first you have the idea that you need a process for marketing, because what you've done up until this point isn't going to sustain the growth. Then and then you get a system in place for that. So you take the process, you turn it into a system, and then you decide if that's something that we're going to keep and optimize. Or what do? We change it and try again, right? So in other words, you might say, okay, I'm going to hire this marketing agency now to do my ads for me because I can't do it myself. I can't rely on my own resources. I'm too busy for that. Cool. You use the marketing agency. That's a system you just implemented in Bates Brothers Painting. And then what happens is you identify, do I keep this and make it better, or do I hire a new marketing agency, right? These are the decisions that you've got to make, but it's not just in marketing, it's all of the areas, right? So let's talk hiring. If you stumble across somebody in the grocery store with some painting clothes on, and you say, "Hey, man, are you looking for more work?" Random input. Guess what? It's a risky random output, right? Because you had no invested process to give you the best result, right? This is just a principle I want you to remember because it's so important. And again, this is all areas of your business. It includes before drip jobs. What was it? It was random inputs. It was like putting information in my notes and Joist and my spreadsheet. And then guess what you got? You had an idea. I should sign up for this. You put it into play. You implemented it, and now you're like, okay, my customer information journey is now systemized for Bates Brothers Painting, right? So that's what you should be doing with everything. And you can get crazy with this. You can go down to the way that you paint houses, right? When you probably first started painting houses, you probably didn't have as good of a system as you do now, right? So things naturally progress. You just have to make sure that it's consistently happening in your business. So the first thing is let's look at the big issue here. The big issue here, at least from my perspective, is you are still kind of shocked that you're here. I could tell. Like you're just kind of you're just in this infatuation stage of like, I got to make sure I can keep this thing. You need to get rid of it because you're already in business. You've already exchanged dollars for service, right? So really, again, natural law of growth is law of averages says, if you just see enough people, you'll get the work. Would you agree with that? If you sit in front of enough people with your charismatic personality and your desire to do a good job for people, would that separate you from the pack?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we know that. So get rid of the idea that this is a mistake, man. You're destined for this. You have big things coming, but you need to start really thinking about things differently from a big picture view. Because here's the deal. Every job that you get is a potential training site for the people that you need to be bringing into your business. And every time that you step on that job site, you're taking away the opportunity for someone else to do what you're doing now, which someone else can probably better than you. Can you agree with that?
For sure.
Are you a vision guy? Are you the guy that sees the big picture, that wants the trucks, that wants the team, wants the culture? You know, wants to shake hands at the job site in the polo type of guy?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So there's two ways to get there, and I can tell you how to get there really, really fast. The first rule is get out of the job. You know that. I know that. You got to get out of the job. Stop doing the work. You know, and it's funny, man. It's funny how God works, man, because here's the deal. I was painting on the jobs and I didn't have this mindset early on. So it's easy for me to say this, but I also have empathy. I know where you're coming from. I started getting allergic to paint. I couldn't paint without sneezing like crazy, dude. And eventually I'm like, I can't be near this paint. We were painting Duration. Have you ever painted Duration before? You have? The smell from that product, dude, is like, I can smell it now. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the chemical. It's a nasty smile. I don't even let my guys use it. We don't even use it. But I used to. This was like before they changed the formula. I don't know. But anyway, I got allergic to it. So I literally couldn't paint anymore because like I was having major respiratory trouble. So this was, it forced me out, right? It forced me to rely on other people to uphold my reputation. That's the big issue here, is that some people feel like, man, first of all, there's two reasons why you haven't hired anyone in 7 months. The first reason is you're not confident you can keep them busy. Is that true or false? Okay. The second reason could be you're scared of the risk of bringing in someone that could give you a headache and ruin your reputation.
Mm-hmm. True too.
Because you're all in, right? So that what we do is we identify the problems. We boil those problems down to the reasons, right? So we just discover the reasons. The problem is you don't have any help. The reasons are because there's some limiting beliefs. When we have limiting beliefs, what we do is we put a system into place, and then we use data to get rid of that limiting belief, right? So the reason why you don't feel like you can keep someone busy is because you don't have predictability in where your leads are coming from. If you and I mm-hmm. both know, if me and you were on this call and you got 3 phone calls from a customer, from customers, right? And you, and your phone was blowing up, you'd be forced to hire. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mindset in business is you want to dig your well before you're thirsty, right? So the expectation is that you're going to be very, very busy. The expectation is that you're going to go into it with faith. And the expectation is that you're going to find a way or make a way. Because another element of business that you're going to find out very fast is when someone's counting on you, which with a partner, it wasn't as big of a deal because you guys both had vested interests. With an employee, if they don't have work, you know what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't eat. That's it, mm-hmm. right? So 2 things here. What is your thoughts on how you're going to approach marketing going forward after this call? Because this dictates everything.
Yeah, I think there definitely needs to be several different inputs of it. Right now, it's a lot of input of door-to-door, low cost. But I do definitely think I need to hire a marketing agency sooner than later to really get those pieces going. You know, obviously, like I know enough about marketing, but I don't know the insights and the out, like how to run Facebook ads and how to run those efficiently.
And guess what? Are you an accountant? Have you been to accounting school? So
yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're one of the only painting company owners that I know that have done that, which is good. So do you plan on doing your own books, or are you going to hire someone to do that?
No, I hire those out too. Too much time,
right? So you know this, and that's because you've been on the other side of it, and you're like, dude, I don't want anything to do with this, right? Mm-hmm. So again, mindset is hire people to do things for you that save you time and put you in a position to be where you best serve your company. I think someone like you best serves their company by networking and selling and managing people, right? That's really where you should be right now. You should be in sales for the next year, 2 years, networking in the local community, joining BNI groups, joining Chamber of Commerce, right? If you want to be that guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think those are benefits. I don't think they're going to give you immediate results, but there's power in networking locally with realtors, real estate professionals. Everyone needs a painter, but everyone really needs a painter that they can trust. There's a lot of money there being passed around by these ancillary professionals, right? So you have your real estate agents, you have your drywall guy, you have your people that come in, your roofer is going to get people to ask for a painter. Your pest control guy is a great referral, right? So have you heard of BNI? You familiar with BNI?
Mm-mm.
Write it down, BNI, Business Networking Initiative, right? This is a local networking chapter. There could be 3 or 4 within 10 miles of you, dude, of all these professionals that come together. I think if you go on the website, you can actually search for the chapter that's near you. And they only allow 1 seat per trade. And the goal of the initiative is to give everyone referrals. So you're a painter, cool. So you're going to get with your drywall guy that's in there. And then there's a realtor in there. And there's a hair salon there. And everyone each week meets 1 time a week and they share referrals. Everyone stands up and says, I gave 8 referrals to Joe. I gave 6 referrals to Sam. All they're doing is networking. So when you run into customers that say, hey, I need my tree trim. Well, what do you say? Oh, I don't have anyone. No, you say, oh, actually, I'm in a networking group with a guy. And I have his card here. Here you go.
Gotcha.
Right? So that's a good place to get your name out there in the community. But right now, my focus for you is we need to hire some people, man. Tell me about what your thoughts are about hiring people. What's your plan?
Yeah, I think I don't necessarily have a plan for right now. I think it was looking to get work booked up.
If I told you to hire someone, if me and you, I said, Max, and let's say you paid me to coach, I'd say, Max, hire someone. I want you to hire someone by Monday. What would be your plan of action right now as we sit?
I put an Indeed listing out first and foremost, okay. Probably put money behind that Indeed. Okay. Probably put out some Facebook paid ads to okay. see if I could catch anybody. Also okay. contact Sharon Williams and see if okay. they knew of anybody.
Okay. Okay. So what you're doing is you're marketing. That's marketing. Mm-hmm. So that's not mm-hmm. hiring. Hiring is, in my opinion, it's the ability to identify behavioral and characteristic issues within an individual before you let them in your house, right? That to me mm-hmm. is hiring. It's vetting applicants. It's the skill set behind identifying traits in someone in a very short amount of time. So that needs to be a process in your business on how you do that. Now, here's the two components. The first component is you're not going to do it as well as you will in 5 years from now. So you have to be okay with the fact that it could be risky. The second thing is you create a hedge. A hedge is, again, a system, right? So you should do is draw out this system. I have a hiring course. I'm going to give it to you. I'm sure Mike has a good plan for that as well. But here's the deal. First thing is you do put out the ad, but that means you're going to get 100 people that apply. So we need to figure out, number one, what are we looking for, right? Because when I said that to you, you say, well, what position should I hire for? Because there's a lot of different positions, right? Because mm-hmm. right now you occupy the crew leader position, right? So do you think we should hire a crew leader or should we hire an apprentice helper?
An apprentice?
Really? Why do you say that?
No, if I'm trying to get off the tools, then definitely a crew lead.
Here's the deal. If you don't get off the tools, it's just going to take you a long time to get off the tools. It has to be one of those rip mm-hmm. the Band-Aid off things, dude. And it's going to take time, man, because here's the deal. We need to vet the applicants. We got to find mm-hmm. our perfect person. We got to bring them on the job. It's going to take 2 weeks to figure out how they work, how they interact, if they show up on time, if they don't, are they reliable? Do they have high standard, right? So there's a month mm-hmm. right there in just vetting an individual before you can even remove yourself from. That's why I'm saying the quicker you start this process, the better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looking for a crew leader, somebody that has painting experience. And you should put that in the ad. Mm-hmm. It's so important to put out what you want in the ad. And then from there, once you get the crew lead, right? From there, we have to identify how much you're going to pay the guy. Tell me, how much you're going to pay the crew lead?
No idea.
That's a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. We got to know how much to pay our team, right? So how much would you, mm-hmm. how much would you work for a company for if you were the crew lead of Bates Brothers Painting? And you were working alongside the business owner with plans to take over the role after a certain amount of time?
30, 40 bucks maybe.
30, 40 bucks. Now we want to look long-term, right? Is your business model going to be you put one painter on the job?
No.
Why?
You're not going to get as much done.
And you're going to burn them out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Work backwards. When somebody creates a movie, a director gives the pitch for a movie, he knows the end before the, you know what I'm saying? We start from the end. How do we want this movie to end? Mm-hmm. And then we work backwards. So you got to think, well, if I have three guys and I already promised somebody $40 an hour, and then I got to pay two more guys to work alongside him. Let me make this clear. It is very hard to take away money after you offer money. So I would go mm-hmm. low and then, you know what I'm saying? Crawl up, right? So for me, okay. I would look at it like this. First, we got to identify in Bates Brothers Painting, what is the optimum crew size? Tell me, what do you think? How many people?
Probably between 2 to 3 people per job site.
Let's say three, right? So let's look at what it would be if each person got paid $25 an hour on a crew of three. That's mm-hmm. $75 an hour before taxes. Let's factor in about 20% for taxes and all the crap. You're at about $90 an hour. 90 times mm-hmm. 8 is $560 a day. Pretty sure. Is it? 9 times 8, 56? You're the accountant, yeah. Bro. I don't. 9 times 8. I just rely on the count. 72. See? 7. I'm like, that's a little low. $720 a day. Right? So let's look at it like that. Mm-hmm. If you have to keep those three guys busy for 5 days, 720 times 5 is $3,600 bucks, right? That's in labor mm-hmm. that you're going to have to pay those guys. So what does that mean? Well, generally speaking, labor comes in at about 40%. employees, right? So let's figure out what 40%. So 3,600. So you need to sell about 9,000 a week to be at about a 40% labor margin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So $9,000 a week, right? So that means those boys got to crank because you still got to mm-hmm. factor in paint costs, and that leaves you the ability to make around 50%. But that's at optimum level. That's three guys making $25 an hour. You might have a 25, you might have a 20 and an 18. It just depends on how you frame it. But let's look at that, $9,000 a week, nine times four. Okay, I think I can do that one. That's $36,000 a month. So we need to look at it like this. We need to say in Bates Brothers Painting, our model is this. We have three painters on a job. The expectation is they generate between $8,000 and $9,000 weekly in revenue. From that point, that's going to get us $36,000 monthly in revenue. Okay? And then when we make business decisions, we base it off of that benchmark. So when you say, okay, I'm ready for that second crew, what are the expectations? In Bates Brothers Painting, that second crew is going to be able to do $36,000 a month in revenue, around $400,000 a year for that crew. So when you come to the conclusion to buy a van, you're not stressing over it because based on my projections, if we optimize this, we'll be right here. And here's the deal. When you have this framework in mind, Max, you start to sell jobs with this in mind, right? So in other words, you might look at a job and you might say, well, this is about a three-day job. And you might be at $3,000 on the job somehow. And you're like, wait a minute, I need to be at $6,000 for this job because it's not in alignment with my projections. That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
That make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So reverse engineer it and work backwards of where you think optimum is going to be, right? I've done crews of four. I've done crews of three. I like three. I think four is great for bigger jobs, especially like a full interior, ceiling walls, trim doors, right? So you need to play it how you got to play it. So with that said, let's look at maybe $25 an hour for that crew lead to start. Now, here's the deal. Is he operating in the crew lead capacity on day one?
Probably
no,
not.
No, you are. You're still the crew leader. You're occupying the role. You're holding the spot, right? When I started Drip Jobs, I was tech support. I was demo guy that would do all the demos. I was customer success. I would do the trainings. Okay. I probably did 15 other things. I did project management with the developers. I was just occupying roles, knowing that I need to figure out the role, how it gets done, so I can delegate it to someone else. And you could do that early on in the business. So right now, you know how to handle the job, how to handle the customer, the questions they ask, the flow, the timing. Right now, this wasn't wasted time, Max. This was good time that you're going to be able to create expectations for someone else and standards with confidence. You know, some people come into the business and they don't do what you're doing. It's great. Now it's time to take what you've learned. Now, here's the deal. Last thing, and then if you have any other questions, is this helpful? Am I in alignment with what you were hoping for?
No. Yeah, this is exactly what I needed.
Good. So here's the thing. The last part of this is you need to decide, is it the cart or the horse, or the horse or the cart? The cart and the horse question is, do I hire a marketer or do I hire employees? Here's the deal. You have no experience hiring employees that you don't know. I could be wrong. Is that true?
No, it's true.
Okay. There's a learning curve that you're going to have to go through. So my suggestion is whether you can hire someone right now or not. And I don't know if you can, but if you can't, it's still okay. You should put the ad out anyway. Put it for $5 a day. Here's the deal. Guess what you're going to learn? Number one, how to write an ad or use ChatGPT to write an ad, being resourceful. Number two, you're going to start seeing who's applying, right? Can't you test pay rate through that? Can't you see, like, maybe let me run an ad for, you know, 17 to 20 and see if I get people that apply, right? And then guess what? You're going to learn how to look at resumes and see what comes through in your area. And then you might message someone and then you might say, you know, hey, when can you set up a phone interview? And then you can go through the process of learning how to do a proper phone interview and then hear what they're saying and say, hey, I don't know if I should have even reached out to that guy. He was kind of crazy, right? You know, I mean, these are things that you have to learn whether you're ready to hire or not. The worst thing you can do in business, principle number two, is wait. And that's the first principle I gave you was about random results. Right? Random inputs, random outputs. The second principle I'm going to give you, just so important. The worst thing you can do in business is wait. There's no waiting. Remember I told you early on in this meeting here, it was about momentum. Momentum is a consistent flow of energy that usually generates more energy in a compound fashion, right? So the thing is like this game planning that you're doing isn't helping. It's like, dude, just do it. And here's another thing. You might not be ready to hire a marketing agency, but can't you book calls with them to see how they talk?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You might have no money in the bank, but they don't know that. Do they know that? No. Does the mm-hmm. employees know? But you can learn what this feels like. You can learn what questions to ask. Because here's the deal. If you don't learn this now, you're going to learn it at some point, and you don't want it to be by force. So should you hire mm-hmm. or should you hire a marketer? You should do both at the same time, because it's going to put so much good pressure. It's going to inject so much force into you as the business owner that you don't have right now. You have no responsibility other than Max Bates. I don't know. Do you have any kids?
No.
Okay. Got a wife?
No.
Okay. So right now it's Max Bates and maybe a dog. You got a puppy, right?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Dude, so I love this. So your risk tolerance should be so high. Dude, you should be just gambling every day, dude. You should just be gambling this thing. I'm telling you. I also think you should change the name of your business if the brothers aren't coming. Personally, I think now's the time. Your business phone number, where's that go? To your cell phone?
No, open phone.
There you go. Love that. So you got open phone. Good. Mm-hmm. Let's prepare. Cause here's the deal, Max. I want you to remember this. We may never talk again. That's okay. Cause I think I give you, I hope we do, but if we don't, I want you to build this thing like you're going to sell it one day, dude. I want you to build mm-hmm. it so it could be sold. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can Bates Brothers painting be sold? It could, but can we come up with something a little better that an investor would come in and be able to do something with? Cause the brothers aren't even here.
Mm-hmm.
That question is going to follow you for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that?
No, not one bit.
Would you consider it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want you to think of the end of the story, Max. When you're signing over those papers to private equity, let's say you get 5 or 6 locations going. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's early enough where you can make these changes, dude, and no one's going to care. No one knows you yet. Mm-hmm. It'd be much harder to do it in the future. Work backwards. Okay. So mm-hmm. my suggestion to you, you should look for 3 marketing agencies and do interviews with them. See what they say. Mm-hmm. Do not run your own ads. I don't care what anyone tells you. That is a waste of your time, energy, and resources.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's random that's happening in your business right now, put together a process for it, right? Outline what needs to be, even if the process sucks, at least it's something. And then put out a hiring mm-hmm. ad and start getting applicants in. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to meet with the marketing agency. They're going to inspire you and you're going to want to move forward. You're going to get some applicants that are going to inspire you and you're going to want to hire them. I guarantee it. And then what's going to do is going to force you to create systems for those 2 things. You already have drip jobs, mm-hmm. which is a great system when you have a marketing agency. But when you hire, do you have a payroll system right now?
No.
You didn't need one, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you paying yourself? Transferring money?
Just through check.
Mm-hmm.
Transfer money. So at the end of the day, a real business. Now, are you an LLC, S corporation? What are you? Sole proprietor?
LLC. Yeah, LLC okay. right now.
Okay. You probably want to transfer to an S corporation. That's what a lot of people do. So it's up to you if you do it. Have you gotten an accountant yet?
Yeah.
Good. So maybe you have a conversation about them. Gusto is always a great, it's an easy way to get payroll up and running, right? So sign up for Gusto, mm-hmm. get that going, man. Get these systems in place that you know you're going to need. You know, that is my suggestion. Okay. It's going to be discipline. Like you should be head down, discipline, sitting, going through it, these uncomfortable frigging administrative things. But guess what? At the end of the road here, dude, picture yourself in the Chevy pulling up to the jobs, shaking hands with your team wearing your logos, customers happy, collecting checks, building relationships with mm-hmm. these crew leaders and managers. Brother, that is the dream, man. It's not easy. So I don't think you mm-hmm. expect that. Do you have any other questions, man? I know I went kind of hard, but I hope this was in the right direction.
Yeah, man. No, I think you kind of hit all the spots, and especially where, you know, I think we were going to touch on all those points, but I didn't think, you know, it would go as deep as it did. So I appreciate all of those things because, yeah, it's more than I even could have thought of right now. So I really appreciate that. Yeah, man, I think, you know, I started doing some, you know, interviews with some of the marketing companies, just trying to figure out which one's best suits me right now and kind of going from there. But the hiring thing is
to,
also.
I just want you to understand that in any investment, this when you started the business is an investment. It is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to spend it to make it in every capacity, right? If you want to mm-hmm. paint houses with a brush and a roller, you won't paint them as fast as you do with a sprayer. You know,
mm-hmm.
that sprayer is a nice little investment up front. That moment you buy the sprayer, you're at a loss. You have to wait mm-hmm. for the, you have to wait for it. It's the same thing with marketing. The moment you put that money in, you're at a loss. You just have to be okay with that. You got to, mm-hmm. you got to consume that. And then the fruits come. So, good luck to you, bro. Come back in a couple weeks, maybe a month or so. Let me know how great you did. I hope if you do come back, you got a team with you and you got some marketing flow.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. See you, bro.
All right. See you, man. Have